May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So what is the hardest question you have ever had to answer? You don't have to share it, but I want you to pause and to think about it for a moment. What is the hardest question you have ever had to answer? Maybe it was a really hard question on a really hard test in a really hard class you had one time. Maybe it was, but why? For the 400th time in a row, asked by a toddler like Millie. Or maybe the question was, will you marry me? Or why not? Or why is this happening to me? Maybe it was an ethical dilemma or a theological conundrum, something that cut to the core of just who you are and what you believe. And now think, what's the hardest answer you have ever had to give? Maybe it was simply no. Or, yes, Pastor, I will be on church council. Or maybe it was at the end of a lengthy equation you had to solve. Or maybe it was at the end of a lengthy relationship you had to end. What is the hardest answer you have ever had to give? I think, if we are truly honest, for many of us, one of the hardest answers we've ever had to give is simply, I don't know. I don't know. Why can that be such a hard answer to give? Why is it so hard sometimes to say, I don't know? Well, I think it's because saying I don't know requires a measure of humility, right? It requires a certain vulnerability to come out with the answer, I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question. I don't have what you're looking for. It means saying that maybe you aren't as knowledgeable or as wise or as well-informed as others think you are. And we all like certainty, right? We all like knowing the answers for sure. We like knowing that we have the answer and that if someone has made a mistake here, it certainly isn't us. And we especially like certainty when it comes to hard questions and the hard answers that they sometimes require. Now, I get asked hard questions fairly frequently in my profession. Some of you sitting here this morning have at times asked me some very hard questions. And fairly frequently, the answer I have to give is, I don't know. Now, kids ask really good questions. You've seen that happen in the children's sermon. That's why I asked our kids first to share some of those questions. They ask questions not just like, did God create the world, but why did God create the world? That's a different question. That's much deeper. And confirmation students ask good questions too. Those of you who were at Ministry Day 2 weeks ago heard some of that as we asked our confirmation students to ask questions of our ministry leads. And the ministry leads know they came out with some hard hitters. I see Kate nodding. You got pitched a hard ball. Often our confirmation students ask questions that are more ethical. They're at an age where they want ethics to be clear, right and wrong. And so they often ask questions like, if God didn't want Adam and Eve to eat from the tree, why did God create the tree? And why did God show them where it was? Didn't God know what was going to happen anyway? And people of all ages, of course, ask hard questions when they are in hard situations. I've prayed to Jesus, why isn't my loved one getting better? I'm so sorry. I don't know. If God loves the whole world, then why is there war? Isn't God all powerful? Why can't God just make peace and then my son can come home? I'm sorry. I don't know. If God created everything, does that mean God created the cancer that took my friend's life? She was so young. I don't know. Why would God allow an innocent child to suffer? Why won't God do something? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Now, I can come up with answers to some of those questions, but honestly, sometimes those answers sound flimsy even to myself. And often the honest answer to such a hard question is, I don't know. And for me, it's been a hard answer to have to give. Now, today is Holy Trinity Sunday, a day when we consider the hard question of just how we talk about a God that is well beyond any of our knowing, a God that is far beyond any human capacity for intellect or knowledge or even imagination. The way our ancestors found to describe a God that was at once the creator of all things and present with us specifically in the person of Jesus, and yet still present now today in every time and every place, it was the language of Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, creator, redeemer, sustainer, at once at relationship within God's very self and with us and all of creation. One God, three persons, one holy mystery. To profess belief in the triune God is to profess belief in the answer, I don't know. Because even the prayerful and faithful and traditional and deeply scriptural language of Trinity is still human words used to describe a divine thing. And once we start trying to pin words on a God that's actually far beyond words and beyond knowing, we start to see just how incomplete and sometimes even inadequate that language is. Every attempt to name who God is, even if it's a deeply faithful attempt, will fall short. To profess belief in the triune God is to say, I believe in things I can't totally understand. I trust in things that are beyond my words to describe. And sometimes the answer to my deepest questions will be, I don't know. Now, there are folks of every faith and creed who will tell you that they know, that they have the answer to your questions. And that can be attractive, I get it. More than once, I've given someone the answer, I don't know, and I have seen that hopeful light go out in their eyes. But having a faith that does not have all the answers means having a faith that lets me be human and lets God be God. And still, belief in the triune God, it doesn't mean we can't ask the questions. In fact, I think belief in just such a mystery inspires our questions, and it's supposed to. We are to ask, to explore, to work for the answers, to search for doctrines like the Trinity and language that tries to put words on something that is unexplainable and express belief in the unknowable, and then, in the end, to still sometimes sit with the answer, I don't know. So in the spirit of this mysterious God, and in the spirit of the questions that mystery inspires, I'm now going to give you the same opportunity I gave the kids. Don't you love it when I come to church with scraps of paper and I make you participate? I want to give you the opportunity to do the same thing our kids did. I'm passing you, and you might have more than one question. And you might have a question that's like, why do we do the offering like we do it? Why do we sing those hymns that we sing?
Or you might have a question that says, what's with this Bible story, Pastor? I've never understood it. Or maybe you want to ask one of those hard-hitting, ethical questions. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do children get sick? Whatever your question or questions are, I'm going to encourage you to write them down. Oh, Don's going to give me a really hard one, I know. I'm going to encourage you to write them down and to put them in the offering plate when it comes around. Now, please ask whatever hard questions you might have, but know that the answer might be, I don't know. Gavin said it. But I am faithfully going to try to answer those questions. Answer them in a series in the bulletin this summer. Maybe they will even inspire the topic for a sermon this summer or be featured in one of our fireside chats through our InReach Outreach ministry. Ask your hard questions. The mystery of the triune God inspires us to do just that. Let's give everyone a moment now to write down those questions. It might be a simple question, or it might seem simple to you, but it might be something that someone else is wondering and is afraid to ask. Write it down. The mystery of who our God is, how our God is, three in one and one in three, inspires us to explore that mystery, but also to trust that mystery. To trust in a God that is beyond our knowing, to trust in a God that then is beyond our human capacity for imagination, for love, for forgiveness. A God that will always be bigger than our biggest questions and our deepest fears. We give thanks for that mystery of the triune God today and each day. Amen.